it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Shant Sarkissian, the founder and CEO of Cortex MCP, as well as CSP Platform Technologies. That's kind of a tongue twister, Shant. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Karen. We just say CSP Tech. It makes it a little bit easier, but how are you doing?
CSP Tech. I'm great. So we're here to talk a little bit about what you're up to these days, and it's an interesting line of business, and it's related to the topic of conversation. We're going to have an innovation project on day two, and it's about cannabis and the commerce opportunities that cannabis now presents. So let's get right into it. It's needless to say, a controversial topic, and the payments aspect of it is really quite confusing because of the state-federal conflicts. Break it down for us and help us understand what the opportunity and confusion is.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And we, you know, I think we'll try to cut through the cloud and the haze. Please, I'm just kidding. I won't drop too many euphemisms. But cannabis is a very interesting market, and even for us as a company and as an individual myself, being a traditional payments person and still that, you know, looking at this market, it is one that really two major things are happening, right? One is obviously the conflict between federal and state, and then the second one is really addressing the banking and the safety issues and really the compliance issues that are going to eventually all have to be solved initially at the state level and then at the federal level, right? That, you know, if you look at it, it's the one market where, you know, it still is federally illegal and considered a class one banned substance, but at the state level is getting legalized. And, you know, for a long period of time, the cannabis industry, particularly when it was medical and not recreational, was able to operate in this cash-only capacity. And, you know, and they got away with it for a period of time. And really what happened, you know, starting 5 years ago plus, once you started getting Colorado to legalize it, and then the federal government producing something called the Cole Memo, that actually gave some guidance to those who wanted to bank the cannabis industry that there could be a path to legalization, people finally got aware of what not only the problem is, but what are these paths to potentially solve it. And, you know, because of this federal-state conflict, a lot of people are aware of the obvious that it is a cash-based business, right? Meaning that all these dispensaries, it's really tough for them to get bank accounts. They're starting to get banked through various programs, but they certainly can't get merchant accounts traditionally to accept cards. And because of that, they're getting, you know, basically in being a cash business, a lot of these dispensaries are getting robbed. There's a crime issue left and right, right? They're turning around and paying their employees, so they're getting mugged and robbed in the parking lots. And then if you think about the rest of the supply chain, right, when these guys pay individuals in the supply chain, well, they have to pay them cash. And they're going out and, you know, getting a $50,000 payment as a wholesale, you know, person in the industry and having runners go to bank accounts depositing, you know, $8,000 at a time. So it has this ripple effect that's gone through the industry. So the industry wants to move to new forms of transaction methods to eliminate the cash problem. And conversely, what the federal government and state governments want to do is they want transparency. They want to be able to track every single transaction. They want to get those taxes out in real time, right? So it's the perfect confluence where regulators and the industry are actually kind of headed in the same direction, right? And wanting to actually solve that problem. And I think for a lot of us that have looked at the market, it's perfect to now start looking at what are things we've applied traditionally around security and tokenization and closed loop payments and be able to frankly solve this problem in a way that actually collaborates with those in government to make this something that we can solve both regulatorily and financially.
How many states right now are we talking about?
It's so right now, if you look at the total landscape, right, you have, there's always that distinction between, you know, what states are medical, for certain things, right, and some even have, you know, granularity around hallucinogenic versus other, you know, some that have different strains of cannabis, and some that are also recreational and medical. So right now, you actually have 7 states that are approved for recreational and for medical. If you expand beyond that, you're at about 26 that actually have some form of program for medical, either approved, active, or on the way, right? And for all intents and purposes, there's nothing that a lot of people think eventually this will be a, you know, in the 40s and very, very close to the 50s, right? But it really is a states' rights issue right now. It's the states, you know, choosing for themselves what path they want to take.
I was going to ask you about, you know, whether the current administration and Jeff Sessions and his stance, at least up to now, on the legalization of marijuana has been. Does that have an impact, do you think, on the future of what we're talking about here?
Yeah, I think it does, but it does in a way that I think a lot of people are sort of looking at it incorrectly, right? I think that, everyone is worried that Jeff Sessions and the Trump administration is going to be very anti-cannabis and shut down the whole industry. And I can tell you from the conversations we're having with states, they don't believe that's the case. They believe that it is very, this is a government that is very states' rights focused. They're very federalism focused. So I think they're going to say, you states kind of figure out as labs of democracy here what the solution is going to be. I think the enforcement, if it comes, will be at the fringes, right? It'll be those that are truly abusing state law and running afoul of not even staying within the confines of the state. And you hear examples of a Dr. Pot. You go to California, at least today, a guy says, oh, I've had a bad day. Here's a medical card, right? Things that are sort of abusing the intentions of the law, those are going to be the first things that may be restricted. But if you look at solutions that are helping solve a problem, solutions that are bringing greater transparency and trying to bring order to chaos, I think those are the last things that the administration is going to go after, right, at all.
How does the payments industry today look at this? Because on the one hand, moving cash to digital is everyone's, favorite thing to be focused on, yet there is this reality of the state-federal conflict. So what's the position being taken today by those in the industry?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think that, there's nobody, I think, who's in the industry that hasn't looked at it and say, hey, is this an opportunity, right? But I think it is one thing that you look at that you can't look at it at the top level. You got to dive really, really deep and see what all the interconnectedness is. And the short answer is right now, if you look at it, because it is federally a class one, it's banned by all the card networks, okay? And then if you look at the downstream effect of that, that means if you're a traditional acquirer, if you're somebody providing merchant services, well, immediately that's pretty much taken off the table, right? And then if you look at other people that have tried to think about solving the problem, they've approached it and said, hey, I'm going to build a solution that does ACH at the point of sale, right? Well, now you're taking into account a couple quantum leaps in assumptions on the consumer and the dispensary side. Well, you assume that consumer is going to sign up with their bank account, but more importantly, you assume that that dispensary already has a bank that you're going to have an ACH transaction go to, right? And the other assumption is that all of us that are in the payment space, no ACH at the point of sale, the guy's going to walk out with his product and that thing bounces in its NSF. Well, that's not a real solution, right? So I think that the industry has looked at its traditional tools and said, how can we apply this? And unfortunately, so far, it's kind of been a square peg in a round hole. And more importantly, there's a fear about disrupting its current other businesses for the sake of this business. I think that if you look at what we have done with Cortex and CSBT, is we really got into this in an interesting way. Right? We're a company that's been in the security side, building tokenization systems. We had our platform for ID and credential storage, and we were building a lot of these closed-loop payment systems that were non-network payment systems. And we looked at it and we said, is this a kind of a unique application where we could take what we're doing in closed loop and apply this to this arena? And it really is something that was screaming for it, right? That there are opportunities, we believe, at CSPT to kind of create brand new state-specific closed loop payment systems and be able to really address this issue. And also, solve two things. Solve, obviously, the payment problem that exists, but truly provide the transparency and the reporting all the way down from the granular level all the way up to even the state and federal level to see every dollar being transacted in that system, how it's being moved, and really bring order to chaos, right? And more importantly, visibility in the stream. And that's really been our focus. And I think that those are, at least in our opinion, ways to solve this while creating kind of a foundation for a more sustainable business. And we kind of refer to it as sequestered commerce, right? It's always going to kind of exist a way. It's not going to be like the pizza shop. It never will be, right? It's always going to be in its own little isolated bucket. But how can you give it the tools and the systems to properly, have that visibility, the transparency, the reporting, and be able to give the regulators what they need, but also give the consumers and merchants something that works and works well, right, to address that problem?
Who are you, who are you bringing together for the Conversation Innovation Project? I'm pretty excited by the lineup you're assembling.
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting. So we're going to have a conversation. Our whole really discussion, and we're not going to be out there touting us. We're really going to be saying what is this problem that exists, and who are the constituents in this supply chain, right? That could discuss the problem in a way that is real and that they've frankly been knee deep in. So we're going to have folks like Senator Coley from the state of Ohio out there joining us, and Ohio's been an interesting state. They've been one that actually has realized this is a problem and has passed a law mandating that there be a closed-loop payment system for the state of Ohio, right? So Senator Coley will be joining us. There'll be another individual who's had a lot of experience in regulation and working in the regulatory environments and banks. He's going to be joining us. We'll have other folks from the traditional payments industry joining us. So, folks that understand some of these challenges, and also folks who are in the industry itself, that this is not really going to be an advocacy discussion, right? Because no matter where you sit in the cannabis, spectrum, I'm a non-practicing advocate here for the industry, right? We all were in college at one point, but I'm a traditional payments guy that looked at this from a totally different vein, right? That, this is not championing the industry. It's saying that this exists. How do we solve this problem? How do we make it better, right? And as opposed to going out there with just a, advocacy angle, because eventually that can fall on deaf ears, right? We're trying to bring order to this. So,
interesting, the state-by-state solution, because I mean that is the only way to solve for the state federal discrepancy, the chasm that exists today. And then at some point, if there's ever something that happens at the federal level, you've got the ability to be an interoperable solution if you're using the same basic platform.
That's the way we look at it, and I think that it's one where we feel that whatever those loops end up becoming, right? The best part about a closed loop is that, you can define it, you can expand it, it can have different constituents, right? When Visa started, it was Bank AmeriCard, and the loop was only your local branch, right? And then, hey, we're going to connect multiple branches, and we're going to do this. Now we have a payment network, right? When you're able to, at least start with a certain ecosystem that has enough participants in it and then grow from there, right? That's obviously what we want to do. We're trying not to, we're still a business that's trying to operate with some element of stealth mode, although this podcast is a little bit blows that away.
Sorry about that, Sean.
Hey, it's cool. Stop being so popular, Karen. It's a pain in the butt. Too many people listen. No, I'm just kidding. It's something that, we want to go out and, we're still keeping something that's tied to the chest, but it's a market we feel that we can go and, like you said, string some of these together, and we're trying to bring, we're not sitting on an island just to see us. We have our platforms and our capabilities, but we're also going to try to bring in some partners that can help accelerate this. And we're as a bit of a win-win for both of us, and as we build and kind of scale this platform and vision.
Looking forward to a fascinating conversation on the 16th of March.
That'll be awesome.
Sean,
thanks very much
for joining me today, and for the little promo. Look forward to it.
Got it. Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Sean. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye now.